from Deep Inside the Death Star. I'm Chad Beter.
And I'm Steve Thomas.
And Steve, new guest on the show.
Hi there.
So you're here from Microsoft Consulting Services, MCS.
Yes, I'm from Microsoft Consulting Services, which is part of our overall America's Enterprise Services, which is part of our overall worldwide services.
Right. So you and I'm in customer service and support, so we're under the overall banner of that, I suppose. We're both under the same
under
VP.
Under Kathleen Hogan, yep.
But you, it's sort of a different branch of the company in a way.
Correct. In fact, right. I used to be in CSS.
Oh, great, yeah.
And I moved over to Microsoft Consulting Services. I would like to say it's moving from the reactive side of things more to the proactive side of things.
Right, right.
But we actually provide, in addition to providing software through enterprise agreements, we also provide service in terms of assistance with deployment, whether it's client solutions, Exchange, Link, application factory assistance. For example, we have our offshore facility in Hyderabad, which we call Global Delivery, which assists a lot of our customers with application compatibility testing and application packaging, or in the case of what my specialty is, virtualization of applications.
Okay. What kind of customers do we have that are, what are our clients for Microsoft Consulting? It's pretty wide range.
Mostly Fortune 500 companies, if you're like myself, which is in the commercial practice. Mm-hmm. We also have a public sector practice here in the U.S., which and an education practice as well, which focus on the non-commercial entities. Mm-hmm. But usually Fortune 500 companies.
Okay, right. And your specialty is more, you said, virtualization. It's kind of platforms related, Windows related, but it's broader than that. See, my job is more just based on Windows, but you actually
correct
are a little broader.
In support, for example, you would have a specific product specialty, for example, like Exchange, or in the area of platforms, you might even focus on a specific area like networking or performance, for example. Mm-hmm. In the services practice, especially in MCS, our enterprise architects, our consultants, we focus more on solutions.
Right.
So we're actually channeled out in solutions. For example, I fall under what we call the client solutions, where Link and Exchange would fall under unified communications. If I was big into directory services and Forefront, I'd be under the identity practice.
I see. So it's less of a product-based specialty and more of an overall solution, end-to-end kind of a thing.
Exactly, correct. In fact, I'm expected to be proficient on Microsoft Deployment Toolkit. Mm-hmm. Configuration Manager, OSD, obviously the client, a little bit of Office, everything with MDOP, the Desktop Optimization Pack. But I also have a specialty where I actually focus on one particular area of expertise, mainly so I can actually help others and provide IP for others and to provide knowledge transfers for other consultants who are out in the field who are also generalists, but they might not be the number one expert on AppV. Well, I will assist them with AppV stuff, and then they'll come help me out later on if I need deep diving into something like Configuration Manager or MDT.
Right, right. Yeah, so I think that's similar to what we have in the CSS side of things, you know, support side of things, where everybody has their own kind of thing where they're the expert in, and we do a lot of collaborative work, so it sounds like that still is the case. And you're based out of Texas, correct?
Correct. I used to be on campus, but they kicked me out of my cube, and I work out of a home office now. And it makes sense because I'm on the road constantly.
Sure, yeah, you're not in the office a lot anyway.
Right. You want to know what a typical week looks like?
Sure, yeah, tell me.
Well, if you're fortunate to have a local gig, you get to drive back and forth to work, but a lot of times you do have to travel in MCS. So the typical week would be getting up very early Monday morning, hopping the plane out to the customer site, which is one reason I love Dallas-Fort Worth, because it's an awesome airport, and arrive at the customer site about 10 or 10:30, and you work the rest of Monday, work long Tuesdays and Wednesdays. I mean, what else are you going to do? I mean, it keeps you out of trouble. You're on the road, so you might as well do that.
Yeah.
And then take a late Thursday night flight and work the rest remote on Friday. The idea is, you know, work-life balance. You know, make sure you have a weekend, because if you're a consultant, You live for your weekends, for sure. Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it's you might want to resist the temptation to kind of work that over that weekend, if, you know, catch up on whatever it is you're working on, right? But
you're supposed to, but you know.
Right on. How do you like it compared to, you know, working in the sort of reactive support organization? Pros and cons, I would imagine. It's a little bit of a different role.
What I like the most is the customer engagement.
Yes.
Because you are
face to face.
You can imagine what's going on in a customer's side when you're in support, but you actually see what's going on. You're engrossed in, sometimes you might have an engagement that's 1 week, but I know consultants who have been on the same engagement for years.
Right.
And that's a challenge there, because you almost become like a regular employee at your customer's location. So the challenge not to become too ingrained is always there.
Remember who you work for.
Right? Exactly.
Who signs the checks.
Yeah, yes, definitely. And the customer engagement, one customer at a time, most of the time. Sometimes you might be helping out a couple of other customers in the background, but when you're at that customer site, you're completely customer focused.
Very focused on that, what's in front of you right there with that customer.
Massive opportunity to excel in the trusted advisor.
Yeah.
Area, for sure.
Absolutely.
I miss, sometimes there's not as many technical challenges as you would have in support, but there are different types of channeling, and you learn about different businesses. In fact, one great thing about the services business, especially in the consulting business, is you not only can develop expertise in terms of a specific technology, but you can actually develop an expertise in an industry as well, and how your technology relates to that industry, or in some cases, how technology overall relates to that industry.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't, once you've worked at your fifth insurance company, you can't help but become an expert on the industry at that point.
Right. So you get a window into sort of various aspects of IT in various industry.
Healthcare, and in the Texas area, obviously we have a big oil and gas practice because we have a lot of oil and gas customers in that area.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool. So I think that sounds appealing, that ability to kind of dive in and just really understand a customer and their industry. And I think you can bring a lot to the table, where it's a little bit different for me. You know, I do deal personally more in the OEM space, so I get used to what OEMs have to deal with. But it's, you know, you always have at least 5-10 people you're working with at any given time, open cases. And so you don't have quite as much of a laser focus on that one customer.
Right.
Great.
And I'll admit, I was nervous at first. Yeah. But, you know, at Microsoft, you're always looking for challenges. Mm-hmm. And if you're not being challenged, it's time to leave. Yeah. And so I wanted a real challenge, something that would allow me to continue to an extent technically, but would take me out of my comfort zone. Wow. And I found, surprisingly enough, that support engineers can evolve into consultants because they bring something very special to the table, especially when dealing with the customer. Let me tell you why you should do it this way instead of this way, because I once worked an issue that was a disaster, and that it was all types of business outages occurred because they did it this way instead of this way. Absolutely. And so you have that back end perspective that you can bring to the table.
Great. Now you mentioned you are kind of a specialist in AppV. You know a lot about that. So maybe on next week's show, we can dive in a little bit, talk about AppV.
Definitely.
Get into some troubleshooting and some best practices on that. So we'll cut it off here and come back and do another one for next week. So that's our show. defragtools@microsoft.com. If you have questions, comments, put them in the show notes. And we'll see you next week. Thanks for watching.